Listen to the radio interview on how the water cycle on planet Earth works.
Hello, Professor Hunter. Welcome to the studio. You're an expert on water.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I'm a geography professor at Rockfell College.
So, first question. Where does water come from?
Well, that's not easy to answer. There is something that we call the water cycle. This is how water is taken up from the sea, rivers and soil to the sky and then comes back down as rain or snow.
So water is always in motion.
Exactly. The water on our planet is always moving. It moves from the sky to the ground and back again.
So that's the reason why it's called the water cycle, right?
Right. The water cycle makes clouds, rain and snow and usually takes the water where it should be.
Okay, let's go back to the beginning. How does the water cycle begin?
It begins when water on Earth, for example in lakes and rivers, is heated up by the sun. The liquid is turned into gas. This is called evaporation. Then it rises into the air.
And what happens next?
Well, in the sky it's usually very cold and the gas is changed into liquid again. Some kind of tiny water drops. Then these drops are grouped together and that is how clouds are formed.
Okay, but when does the rain come down onto the earth?
Good question. That's the next step. The tiny water drops crash into each other and if they're heavy enough, they fall to earth. That's rain. But it can also be snow if it's cold enough.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Last but not least, once back on Earth, rain is collected in rivers, lakes, and of course the sea. And then, guess what?
The water cycle begins all over again, right?
Yes, that's the way it is.
Thanks, Professor Hunter. It's been an absolute...